Tell us about your entrepreneur stuff. What are you selling? What are you buying? What are you
doing? I'm buying and selling. I'm trying to sell a couch on Craigslist. It's only been fucked on twice. It's not like a big deal.
Two times ain't
I got to try and do this shit, man.
It's on the brand. I can bring it right over here.
Oh, fuck.
What's up, everybody? This is Sebastian Joseph Day.
And I'm Mike Tyson. And today we got my motherfucking man.
T-Pain. I'm T-Pain. You know me.
That's too much of an entrance. No. I can't do nothing else with that. There's nothing I can do with that. There's nothing else I can do with that.
Listen, man. How you doing, man?
I am doing, man. I'm doing. I feel great, man. You know, new lease on life. Reordering things, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Putting things in the right perspective. Yeah, I'm good, man.
Hey,
I'm
man. Really good. Hey, man, well, it's an honor having you here, man. It's crazy because, Mike, I grew up listening to T-Pain.
I love nigga music. I used to go to the concerts, remember? We didn't know much about the Young Boys, but he had Chris Brown with him on the tour.
Yeah, okay.
And Chris was starting out.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I was like 13, 14 growing up, so listen to it. So it's just crazy, man.
That's dope, man.
It's amazing, that's man.
So, man, what's going on, man? You've been away for a minute.
Yeah, man. I had to take a break, you know, concentrate on the, you know, the things that are actually important in life. You know, family, you know, friends, relationships. Just getting back to it, man.
Tell me
really,
about it, brother.
Really putting
Tell
things, me about reordering it. Things as it, you know, as it is. But yeah, man, I had to take a break from it. I think, you know, that whole chase of being number one all the time was really, really fucking up my family life and stuff like that. So I had to rearrange things.
Yeah, that happened to me a couple right. times. That happened to me yesterday. The hunger to want to be number one, want people to call your name.
Yeah.
It's so superficial now when you understand and you see mm-hmm. some of the damage that you caused.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
family, mm-hmm. some people you love.
You helped me out a lot with that. Like, you had, like, just watching you and watching your journey. And I remember an interview you did where you were showing your belts and you know, all the stuff in your crib, and you, like, threw one of the belts and was like, this means nothing compared to, you know, and I was like,
yeah, that destroyed so many people that loved me and I loved.
Absolutely, absolutely. That
the
helped me realize
for these belts.
Yeah, man. That helped me realize a lot that I needed to reorder things because it came to a point that where, you know, I wouldn't even have my wife living in the same house as me. Because I was like...
No, listen. Yeah. My wife lived to where here, and I lived we had two houses.
Right.
So how much money you need? It's just...
Right.
I never had money like that. It's just... It's not right, but it's not wrong either.
Right.
I don't know how to deal with this situation.
Yeah, man. You know? I wanted to concentrate on just being number one, and I felt like if I had a family in the same house as me, and I wasn't going to be able to do it. And then I would just realize that wasn't...
You know, as you get older, you know, family becomes one.
For sure.
We all do this together, the team effort.
Absolutely.
You know that now, but just back then, that desire and that hunger to be number mm-hmm. one, that supersedes everything.
It almost takes
even
the whole
God,
thing. Yeah,
you know?
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah, nah, it's a different feeling, man, but getting to it and actually having those things in order, it just feels better. I didn't know it was going to, so it wasn't like a priority back then. But now I know how that feels, and it feels much better.
You
not
know,
chasing it, and just
by the willing of God, you live through all your experiences.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Not many of us are here from that era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know. That it helps, man, and it helps to have, you know, it helps to have that information. Like, you know, like I was saying, you helped me by showing people that, you know, this reordering can actually bring happiness. And
oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, never give up on yourself. You got to believe that, you know, you want to be here more than people want to see you not here.
Absolutely.
You know what I
mean? Absolutely. That's very true. Yeah, I do feel that. Good Lord. Yeah, I feel that the most. Because there's a lot of people that would rather me not be here at all.
Yeah, and something we helped them at one time.
Mm-hmm.
They got used to, they were very accustomed to us helping them
yeah.
destroy us.
For sure.
So we don't help them do that anymore.
Yeah, and as soon as you all the way at rock bottom, that's when they're like, well, guess I'll see you if you come back up. Give me a call, man. No, I'm going to the next person.
They go down there with you to get you to do some, sell your soul.
Absolutely, yeah.
They don't give up that easy. You think they give up that easy? I can suck some blood out of him. I can get something.
Get something up. He ain't got enough power to make me stop.
Oh, God. Yeah. Talk about they don't buy. They ain't going nowhere. It's not that easy. You wish they could. I wish it was that easy. I didn't have any money.
Right. They just leave.
Those evil spirits went away. They don't go nowhere.
That's true, man. Yeah, no. They'll stick around. They'll stick around just to see what's that little bit left. Yeah. What's that little bit left I can
do? They hate you, and they want you to hate you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just so they can get you to do anything they need.
Lately, we've been doing everything from home, working from home, exercising from home, schooling from home, breakfast, lunch, and dinner from home, wishing we were anywhere else but on this planetary from home. And with all this extra time, we're realizing how important it is to make sure our place is the right place. EntertheApartment.com, with the most listings and powerful search tools, it is easy to find exactly what you need. And thanks to the 3D virtual tours, you can now explore your potential new place from anywhere. That includes such exotic locales as your bourgeois walk in the pantry, your all Francisco dining area, even your guest powder room. If you're feeling adventurous, just about anywhere in the internet connection, you let your fingers enjoy the stroll across the nearest keyboard and visit apartment.com to start your new rental search today. Apartment.com, the most popular place to find a place.
So, you first started with a rap group called the Nappy Heads. Yeah, the Nappy Heads.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all had that song that blew up.
Yeah, Robbery.
And like,
just a terrible name right off the bat. But damn it, I just realized that.
How'd that come about?
We were just remixing songs, man. It was actually a remix of My Neck, My Back by Kaya. Uh-huh. And the song blew up. It went crazy. I don't know how that happened. I mean, we started performing in our city, and then somehow we started getting wider and wider, and we reached the tri-state area, and the shit just blew up. And then, you know, as is with a group of niggas, we all started hating each other.
that was the downfall?
That was it.
I don't think your guys never felt that. Every time I hear your song now, it just brings happiness. You never know negative vibe about you.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you're such a positive dude. Like.
Yeah, I am.
Y'all were just young.
Yeah. We was getting money. The money was getting split different ways. My dad was the manager of the group. That never works out.
You know, he's telling the truth.
Keep it a stack.
Yeah, keep it a stack.
You know, but you know, obviously there was favoritism and shit like that. And you know, my dad would like give us media training and shit like that. And you know, everybody was thinking that he was taking care of me more than anybody else, and he thought he was double dipping in the money. Everybody thought that he was taking money from everybody. It's all that shit, man. It's a group of black dudes.
So when did you decide to go solo? So how'd that go about? Obviously, you know, all that stuff was going on.
The crazier thing was everybody was going solo already. I was the last one in the group.
Why you went solo, nigga?
Yeah, because everybody went. So everybody thought that they were doing a solo album behind the group's back, but everybody was doing a secret solo project. But I was the one recording it. Everybody was using my studio to make a secret solo album. And then at the end, I was just like, well, shit, I should probably prepare for this group to not be a thing anymore. Huh?
Yeah. And everybody, when they were young, they fuck up like that.
Big time.
That's crazy.
When I was young, I made so many bad mistakes like that. My friends and stuff.
Jesus. Yeah. If we would have stuck to it, man, would have been a pretty big deal.
You had one of them where you make mistakes and stuff. You disown your friends. You're not friends ever again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, the best times of your life with this person, I never again you talk to them.
Yeah, you try to rekindle things sometimes.
It's just not to work. Yeah,
it's not going to work out. Yeah. But no, that was, I didn't have a choice but to go solo.
I
didn't have a choice but to go solo. Everybody had already made their choice, and I was like, I guess I'm going to play catch up.
Yeah.
And do my own too, because this shit ain't about to be a thing anymore.
So low-key, you were like trying to catch up. Everyone was doing their thing.
Everybody was doing solo projects, and I was the one recording all the shit and using my studio. And I'm like,
what the hell?
Are y'all just doing like solo joints, just off to the side? Like, but we're still a protégés? Group.
You have protégés, young people?
No, I was the youngest in the group.
I'm talking right this minute.
Oh, no.
No.
No, I can't. I don't want to take nobody through without.
No, man, you got so much to offer.
You think so?
Oh. Well, I think so. Yeah. That's why you're on this show, nigga.
He ain't lying, though.
That might be a point.
Yeah,
that might be a point.
Got some new music coming out.
I got a ton of new music, man. I got a lot of new music. This music is more free. This is my first independent album. I don't have labeled management. I got rid of the whole deal. And
what's the name of the
Album is Precious Stones.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's basically about digging deeper within. You know, seeing the diamonds on the surface. You know, you dig a little deeper and you find those real precious stones. You know, we've always been told that diamonds are so rare, and you know they're the hardest thing in the world, and you know they cost this much. And I'm like, well, they're so rare. Why are there so many of them? You know, I want to see the colors. I want to see the different cuts. I want to see the precious stones within all of us. I mean, we got to look past the.
We know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. We have to know what is the value of something.
That's what I'm talking
what
about.
What it means to you.
Yeah, yeah.
It can mean nothing to someone else, but it can mean the world to you.
Absolutely. One man's trash. You know what I'm saying? So it's digging deeper, man. It's important. And I felt like I dug a lot deeper into myself and then looked at myself, you know, from the inside.
Our mind is not structured to fathom who we are. Yes, take away everything. Think away Julius Caesar. Think away any way that anybody could give us information that was from a human being. Take it all away, and who are we? Take all away man's information.
Yeah.
You know, just anything man or woman had to do with it.
Yeah, that's
take
nice.
That away.
God,
what do you have?
Yeah, that's... Oh, man. I'm going to be thinking about this for 2 years. Oh, my God.
Listen, Dick, I'm on all these fucking mushrooms right now. Don't listen to me, man. I'm on these fucking... what do you think is going on here with these mushrooms, man? I haven't did mushrooms in 6 months,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. I took some yesterday. I probably should.
No, but you ever think about that? All that mushroom I've ever seen.
I've never thought about that. That's incredible, man.
All that information I know is bullshit, too. And if I didn't have it, I would be nothing.
Yeah, I don't know how you came up with that thought, man. That was fucked up.
I always thought about where did this thought come from. How did someone want something in our mind say, hey, I want to know something.
Right. And that's, how does that happen?
I don't know how the fuck that happened.
Does that happen, Mike? Oh, my God. Yeah, that's going to have me thinking for a long time. That's not some shit. He can't spring that on me, Mike. That's crazy, man. I
don't know. I think about I'm on the shrooms always tell me, fuck you, you're dead. The shrooms are like, whoa. It killed my ego right away. Boom.
Oh, my God. But yeah, just thinking about thoughts. How do you think about thoughts?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. That blew my mind.
You know, how do you know shame? How do you know not to take off all your clothes? How do you know that's embarrassment? Right. Take a dump.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like what is, how do you learn that? Where does that come from?
Did that come from that ass whipping? Right. don't sit on the floor in front of people.
Yeah, we did that, but they'd call you a savage. I guess if you grew up in a cave and not had anybody to show you those different emotions and things, like, how would you know what emotions are? I'm fucking myself up. This is that ain't safe. That ain't safe. We got to stop talking about that because we're going to get into some weird shit in a second.
No, really. It's never that weird. It's not weirder than what this world has seen, I heard. This is an interesting planet.
Absolutely. For sure. Yeah. It's different. It is. Hopefully we get through it. We got through all the shit we've done so far.
Nah, but God is good, man.
Yeah.
Even when he looks bad, God is good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, everything, you know, falls into place when it's supposed to. So, you know, there's no definite way. There's no plan. There's no, that, you know, any of us could have at all. There's always, the plan was already in place.
No, it was written. I believe, I'm a strong believer it was written.
Yeah, yeah. It was already in place, just not by us.
Who do you have on your album with you?
I got Ty Dolla $ign, trying to get Blue on there, Blue Vandross, working on Carlos Santana. Thinking about J Balvin. It's still in progress. So we just like just going around and getting verses from everybody.
Those are the new guys, J Balvin and all this.
Yeah. It's just hot, just to the top, just immediately. So yeah, we're trying to get the new talent on there, man, and embrace the next generation and shit like that. So, you know, it's a work in progress.
We're going crazy. I really wish you the best and all of that.
Kalani? Why am I so bad at this?
Come on, man. You got listen. Tell the world. Look at the world. Tell the world about what you got to offer, man.
I'm fucking terrible at this. Yeah, Kalani, me and Kalani just dropped a song. We're about to shoot a video to that in a couple days. So, that's.
Tell us about your entrepreneur stuff. What are you selling? What are you buying? What are you doing?
I'm buying and selling. I'm trying to sell a couch on Craigslist.
I love this thing,
yeah. I'm telling you, Mike, if you need it, we need an extra couch in the spot.
I got a joint. Do this shit, man.
It's on La Brea. I can bring it right over
here. Oh, fuck.
I've been trying to sell it across the country, man. Nobody wants to buy this couch. It's only been fucked on twice. It's not like a big deal.
Two times ain't a done deal.
This is another couch we not even talking about. I'm trying to find out where's your gallery? Can you see the fucking couch?
No. I got pictures of it, but nobody, you can't see it in person. You're not allowed. Just gotta take my word.
Cold, but they just throw the couch at me. How can I do this shit, man? I'm trying to do this show. Fuck this show.
Oh my god! No, we got a bunch of stuff, man. Nappy Boy Gaming. Nappy Boy Drifting. We got a bunch of stuff, man. Now you know.
Oh shit!
You know I'm always trying to do something, man. That couch is available though. If anybody, you know.
All right, I'm sorry. Everybody
looking so sorry.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. A few business ventures, man. Nappy Boy Radio Podcast.
Oh, boy.
Got my podcast? Yeah, no, that's a few things.
I guess I gave these people a lot to work. I love this.
Unbelievable. That was well-timed.
How many views do we have again? Talk shit, nigga. Say that to these motherfuckers.
Shit. Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. We're going to get back on that.
Woo, shit. I'm there with you anyway.
Absolutely. Man. Absolutely. That was very well timed.
Listen, really so. Where are you from originally?
Tallahassee, Florida. All right. Yes.
So, who's in your family that's a Muslim?
My dad, everybody. I was born Muslim. Right,
I knew that because someone had told me that.
My dad was the right hand man to Sadiq.
Yeah.
My dad met you a couple times and then. He's talking about you all the time. It was just the most amazing story. So, my dad converted in college, I think. And then, I was born Muslim. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
God is great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We did the right thing.
As I said before, all these people out here, besides selling a couch, if you have anything to say to these people, say something. I gotta do this shit, nigga, for the radio station, man. Come on.
Bullshit.
Ooh, God.
Just in case. I didn't know, just in case. It's red and black, by the way, if anybody wants some.
Random black. Random black.
Yeah, it's red and black. If anybody, you know, want to coordinate with the house, let me know. Oh my god!
You're not even smoking nothing, man.
I'm more of a drinker, dude.
Yeah, I see that.
And I did too much yesterday, which is why I'm trying to finish this gallon. I gotta figure it out.
Oh yeah.
Definitely gotta figure out my wine intake. it's not on a great pace right now. Wine and mushrooms was not a solid choice yesterday.
Hey, it's a beautiful choice.
You think so?
Because you made it.
I'm fucking feeling it, and I'm really questioning it.
No, but there's nothing that you decide is wrong.
Oh,
whatever decision you make is right, even though you have to suffer from it. It was the right one to make.
It's kicking my ass right now, Mike. I got to tell you, man.
That's beautiful, brother.
Might have to kick it back up.
Know what I'm going to do next time? See these motherfuckers. Next time I'm going to have an open space where I'll probably even move my ring where people could perform and shit.
For real? Shit.
Yeah.
Mike, you're just going to go crazy in here. I don't think, what else can you fit in this place, man?
Nah, I'm going to move the fucking ring. The ring's going to be the fucking snow. The ring's going to stay. The ring's going to be the stage.
The ring's going to be the stage.
Yeah.
Speakers from the ceiling.
Yes.
Couple
this
lights.
This is what it's all about.
That's hard. Yeah. Call me back for that. When you
I know yours too. Listen. You don't know I used to come see you when Chris Rock, when little Chris Brown used to be with your crew all the time.
Yes.
He was on tour with you, right?
Yes, I was just telling him.
Listen, that's man. Don't be sleeping on this motherfucker, man. This is the king, nigga.
So for your love of music, man. Like, how'd that come about? I remember reading something about you kind of dropping out of school just to pursue it, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, well, my dad took me out of school.
Oh, this nigga know your information, yeah, too.
Dox me, like, what is going on?
At the show, we're going to keep you here and stuff. Hey, we're going to keep you. You
this nigga
listen,
gives out my man. Address.
I don't know your address. I don't know all that. I'm just, you know, just.
No, you're doing the right shit, though. But
killing it.
So tell us, yeah. So your dad.
Get into that nigga. Talk about it. Yeah. Talk about his life.
So your dad took you out?
Yeah, my dad took me out of school.
Okay. Took you out of school?
Yeah.
Teaching you that fucking devil worship and shit, right? I'm sorry, I just gotta have to say that shit.
Come answer.
Controversy, man.
You had no choice. But my school, my middle school, had just implemented a new dress code to where all the boys had to tuck their shirts in.
Okay.
And I was fat. I didn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just going to see my gut more. I don't want to do that shit. I didn't tuck my shirt in, okay. And they suspended me for the last 8 days.
What happened when your father took you out of school?
That's when music really kicked off. Wow. That's when shit started happening.
Wait,
They suspended me for not having my shirt tucked in, and that would have mean that mean I wouldn't be able to graduate. I would have had
to. T-Pain, can we keep it a stack right now?
Yeah.
Was it like, hey, T-Pain, could you please tuck in your shirt? And you were like,
fuck you, you motherfucker.
And you were like, yeah, exactly. Or was it like a legit?
I may have had
Ivy League motherfucker. Beautiful.
I may have had a problem with authority.
All right. Okay. Yeah. It's all good. I did too growing
authority
up.
Authority wasn't like the best thing for me.
It's all good.
I didn't go off and shit. Yeah, Mr. Nigel, I'm tucking your shirt. I'm not doing that, man. Tugging your shirt now, that's suspension. That's fine. I do want to be home.
No. How old were you when this was happening?
This is eighth grade.
You were like, yes, ma'am. I'm going to put my shirt on.
Crazy. Right,
we're canceling everybody. I appreciate y'all coming.
Now, that's still wild, though. Suspension
fucking,
for a shirt?
Shrooms,
that's a bit much.
Yeah,
not a bit much. But
I would have had to repeat the eighth grade just because I had my shirt tucked in, and my dad was like, "Well, fuck this school." Yeah. They obviously got, my grades were like, you know, there.
Yeah, it's tricky.
A lot of different letters.
The alphabet.
Right. But you know, I would have passed. I would have passed eighth grade if I had tucked my damn shirt in. And then my dad was like, they obviously don't care about grades if they'll hold you back a whole year just because
of that. Sure. I was sweating so bad at my spelling bees, boy. I just fried the accurate spelling shit.
Spelling bees to get you.
Stressful.
In front of the whole class, why are you standing up? Can you please spell? Yeah, nah. Only the truth.
Telephone.
But hey, listen. It was a blessing in disguise.
It was. I had time. My dad got me my own studio. Everything worked out. Yeah. It was a blessing. I obviously didn't want to go to school.
Yeah.
So that was great.
No. Sure.
Nobody wanted to actually go to school.
So I'm just curious to know. So one thing that I know since, you know, listening to you as a young age, I know for sure. that
I gotta get somebody get me what he had.
I want to know. I want to know.
I can't do this.
Go grab that out of his office. I need at least one, whatever it is. I'll have one at least.
Hey, it was a nice show. You have to talk about people, talk some shit. I don't know what happened here. Go ahead.
I had no idea. So you being the pioneer of auto-tune, but how did that come about? How did you even find auto-tune? How did that become a thing?
Oh, I had to search for it for 2 years. That was terrible. It was such a terrible search.
What was the search like?
I had to go through DVDs of like different effects and plugins and stuff like that because I didn't know what it was called. So I just had to get cracked, you know, effects and stuff like that from my homeboys and just go through every plugin. Wait,
so it someone showed it crazy. To you? So someone showed it to you?
No, I heard it on a commercial once.
But
I heard the shit on a commercial. It was one of them CDs that's like just like the mixtapes they used to sell, legal mixtapes.
Okay.
Wouldn't let niggas do it, but. Put it on a commercial and put it on your TV. It was fine. it was one of the mixtapes. It was
they got you see Salt and Pepper. Push it. It's a commercial.
It was one of them. If You Had My Love by Jennifer Lopez. It was a Dark Child remix, and he used it for like 2 seconds on that song. And I heard that part, and I was like, I gotta find out what that is. I gotta find.
And then
it.
You just researched it,
and I went crazy.
Went crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't super good at the internet back then, but I knew how to. Get what I was looking for. Took me about a year and a half, year and change to find it. And then I studied it some more once I found it and learned how to use it correctly.
You became a bad motherfucker, man. You put it down like that.
Bad motherfucker.
Bro, what's crazy about that?
Anybody riding
your
dick and everything?
Yeah, that still happened.
No, but the thing about it is that you can sing your ass off, though.
No, you know I'm dope. What?
He can sing his ass off. That's why he never even needed the auto-tune. He just found like a whole new like revenue of it.
Is this true what this young man's saying?
It's an opinion-based statement, but I agree, though.
He won the Masked Singer.
Like, get the fuck out of here,
man. He won the Masked Singer.
Get the fuck
And no motherfucker knew who he was. Yo, the moment I heard that shit, I said, yo, that's got to be T-Pain. What you did a great job with in the Masked Singer of switching up what you were singing.
Yeah.
So that's what threw people off.
Yeah. Yeah.
This dude was singing. He was singing rock. He was singing rock. He was singing pop. He was singing everything. Like,
yeah, I didn't want to go straight on.
Nigga,
didn't find me out.
You the Masked Singer for real.
And he won it.
I won the first season.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
I will leave.
He said, I'll leave.
Yeah, man. Yeah. First season. Kicked it off.
What's better than courtside seats? Free sports on Pluto TV. Hey, sports fans, get all your sports free on Pluto TV. Pluto TV is your home for sports. Watch 24/7 channels of MLB, MLS, MMA, sports news and analysis, plus documentaries, TV shows, and movies, all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts, ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Yeah, and honestly...
A guy like me, I don't know, this is just how I think. I would think God is just... showing me how kind he could be to me if I just go towards his side a little bit.
I'm sure. That seems like a step in the right direction, Mike.
Why don't you come over here some more? Be kind enough, and we can let this good stuff you want happen.
So, speaking of the Masked Singer, do you think the Tiny Desk performance also changed people's like perspective of you?
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, when people heard my real voice,
they'd be with it up, but they don't know you're an artist. You know, with your piano and all that shit.
Yeah, they don't. Nobody knows that like I do that shit. And there's like a lot of footage of me doing it, and everybody just ignores that.
You should
part
do the music for the Masked Singer.
That's a career changer.
He's a producer, man. He's a producer, director, extraordinaire.
Yeah. Not going to be involved in that one.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out, though. That's something else.
But obviously in the positive sense that it changed people's perception.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
so you never was negative. What was negative about you?
Everybody was just like, you're one-trick pony. You know, you got auto-tune and that's it. And I'm like, I got Grammys and stuff, though.
Yeah, but crazy. Then you start crazy, playing, like, now we're miserable. Then you start playing.
All right, I'll just go away then.
A little bit of people... cause you to make a whole bunch of people sick.
Yeah, the negative stuff is always the loudest.
This right here.
The negative stuff is always the loudest. Like, I probably won't reply to like any positive tweets, but the second somebody say fuck T-Pain, I got a full day ready. I got a full day ahead of me of tweeting this motherfucker back.
You got to know in reality we're nothing. Who am I? Just think about it. You say, if no one told you who you were, for man, a woman, whoever, anonymous. information we read or anything. Yeah. Take all that away and who are you?
You got to stop hitting me with these hard-hitting questions, man.
But seriously, really. Yeah. Take all of the information that we got was just lies. All these lies and some of them are just someone else's opinion or somebody won a war, so he's going to annihilate you if you don't conceive this the way he perceives it should be conceived. And take all that away and who are you?
This question is kicking my ass.
That's fucking
shit. Well, I do know that I'm still a beautiful chocolate man.
Okay, well,
you feel me?
Subjective.
You feel me? You feel me, Mike? And Mike, you still a champ. You feel me?
I don't know, but what were you 10 million years ago?
Jesus, Mike.
Well, you probably wasn't even black, nigga.
I was probably in my dad's balls, to be honest. I mean, I don't even know.
They found a country under Turkey 9,000 years old.
What they find?
A country under
a Turkey. Country?
Under Turkey, yeah. Because, you know, we just build on top of other
a city.
Empires, yeah. And it's 9,000 years old, older than Africa.
No way.
Yeah.
That's trippy.
So how the hell are we going to rewrite history now?
Jesus.
You know, human beings don't know nothing. We don't know fucking nothing.
Yeah, that's scary as hell. It's a whole motherfucking spot under us.
Yeah. I got nothing to say about that, Mike.
Build on top of that, though. Like, what are you?
I don't even know. Like, that's some savage shit. I'm not going to cap.
Can you imagine, like, New York just being underground at some point?
What? Well, you're talking about New York City?
Yeah.
You think about one time New York City was owned by Native Americans.
Oh, yeah.
And they all had to be slaughtered to be what it is today.
All right, I didn't come here to cry.
Damn, you got me feeling sad right now. I feel sad as hell. I'm having a good day.
I smoke my shit.
My heart hurts like, all right, Peter, to the Native Americans.
We ain't going to keep this shit. We're going to throw this shit away. I'm on shrooms
T-Pain.
What the ball up in the fucking corner?
I'm all sad and shit.
I can't fuck with these niggas, man. I can't fuck with these guys.
So, I'm just curious, what would your advice be to, like, you know, young artists and sign their record labels?
Fuck the label. Do your independence, right?
Or get with an independent label.
Yeah,
at least.
Fuck,
you know,
that bullshit.
Don't sign for money, obviously. Don't sign for money. Sign for resources.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have it. I mean, it's so easy to put out a song now. Yeah. It's just, you can make a song on your phone and then post it to the internet from your phone.
Yeah.
No, you know, record labels, right?
No, definitely not the big ones.
Slavery.
For real. Yeah. Not the big ones. Like, it's a lot of dope independent labels out here that can actually facilitate a real artist and actually have the resources to get that artist where they need to be. But, you know, is it, like, super necessary? Mm-hmm. If you work hard enough, you'll get to where you're going eventually. Labels just give you that extra push and make the process faster.
What is that deal that they have that even if you leave the group, you got to pay?
A 360?
Something like that. That deal. Yeah,
what? Yeah. Wait.
Say how that goes.
You got to get off and get it. Well, any deal.
Whoa,
all the money got to come back.
Stop the bus. Stop the bus, brother. Stop the
bus.
That
deal.
Any deal, all the money got to come back. But in particular deals, even if you just stop everything, like all your, they start getting assets and, you know, if you ain't making the money, we'll make it work. We'll make it happen. They get pretty fucking bad, dude. They get pretty bad. I started learning about bad deals once I got in them.
For real?
It's not like an apparent thing. They're like, hey, you want a bunch of money?
It's like slavery. And the guys, these people own your life, your whole destiny.
So obviously you experienced some.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, most of them got resolved because I got smart and sober.
The lady will keep up, Mike, do you have anything to give us? I still have these mansions and cars and stuff. And the ladies keep that. I don't know how I kept all this shit. I just don't know how. And then I guess eventually they died or something.
Or something.
And then, I couldn't pay the tax. They couldn't get no money from me, so they made it lower.
But, fuck.
I still can't pay.
I'm not doing that.
They made it more lower. I said, if you make it go down to like $1 million, I could do it. And they made it go up to $1 million. I said, okay, so I paid $1 million or whatever it was, really.
That was magically able to be lower. You should have just made a million from the beginning.
No, big game. But you know how you good to be free? You really actually feel like a slave when you're under that fucking
for
shit.
Real.
Right.
That's
for
crazy. Real.
That's intense. That's worse than
I'm saying, why?
I didn't
know it was like that. I didn't know it was like that at all.
I'm waiting for him to come start taking all this shit.
Take these lights out of here. We taking this.
That's trippy as hell.
Listen, light bills, everything going. I'm like, what the fuck? They ain't coming to get us yet.
They chilling.
They didn't wait, and it never happened.
It just never fucking happened.
All praise be to Allah, but it just never happened. I'm waiting for these people to come start knocking on the door and all this. This just never happened.
Don't speak into it. Yeah, don't give it to existence.
So we just playing. Don't come in here.
You don't mean that. You don't mean that at all. So T, I'm just curious. So you've had so many bangers. Like I could list them off. What one was your favorite? And obviously, you know, Buy You a Drink, I felt like, was a thing that, like, took you to another atmosphere.
Yeah, that was a different level.
How did that come about?
Fell in love with the stripper. You made it romantic.
I did.
You did? Bro.
I did.
Bro, I've never... Bro,
look,
listen,
look,
why was I 12? Listen, why was I 13 years old, 14 years old, singing, I'm in love with a stripper? Bro, I got my... I was saying this shit beautifully. It's a love song, man. I've never heard someone talk about a stripper make it sound so beautiful before in my life.
It was pretty beautiful.
How did that come about? My homeboy was trying to save strippers. Give us some legendary notes.
She bobbing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing and bowling.
Yeah.
Legend. Okay. Wait for it. Dairy. my homeboy was trying to save strippers in the club, and the song was a joke. I was literally making fun of him. And I was just recording random shit, and we were in Stankonia Studios, and Big Boy walked in, and he was like, this shit jam. And I was like, yep, it's coming out. Now it's not a joke anymore.
Yo, that is fire. Yeah, we were just in the studio.
Yeah, it was a joke. We were just in the studio fucking around, and Big Boy said it was dope, so I was like, yep, yeah, it sure is. Okay.
Yo, shout out to your friend out here saving these hoes. Shout out to your boy. Shout out to Big Boy. That's fire, and our son,
man, he is just so anti me and her. You know, he just has his own views. He's really straight going. He's just so opposite me and his mother.
Really?
Yeah, he's the fucking straightforward.
I don't believe that.
18, 19 years old now, Ivy school kid, just nearly
crazy. He went crazy. He went straight in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was just very opposite.
I said, you don't like Mexican niggas, man? What the fuck? You don't hang out with niggas. You don't hang out with no blacks and Mexicans.
Just come in this room real quick.
You must have said a bad example.
DNA test real quick. Quick little test. Swap. Hey. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But so then Buy You a Drink obviously took you to another atmosphere.
Yeah.
Now, what was the story behind that?
Man, I actually didn't want to do it.
It's a trick, nigga. Buying a bunch of drinks for people.
You said you didn't want to do it?
I didn't want to do that song at all. It was the one song I like needed on my album. Snap Music was popular at the time.
Yeah. And
my A&R was like, dude, you got to do at least one Snap song. I was like, I'll do it, but I'm going to do my version of it. And that was like the last song I recorded for the album, and that's what made them like, okay, we can put this out now. And I did not want to do that fucking song.
Well, why did you stop?
I had to.
Why?
Because it was taking over everything. My career was just my life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wanted to, like, you know, my kids.
Yeah.
Made two different people. Like when they saw me on TV, they would call that person other daddy.
Oh.
Yeah. Man. When I would get home, like, you know, they wouldn't run to me and shit like that. It's like, I've been on the road for fucking 2 months. Like, you ain't seen me. And it's like, we saw you. You've been on the TV. We saw you. You know, once that shit started taking over life like that, I just realized this, being at the top wasn't super important.
I developed a relationship with my daughter after going through that, well, yeah. That's just that I don't have no relationship with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That shit hurts, man.
Ooh.
That shit sucks.
Make you feel useless.
Yeah, for sure. To, you know, have that go on and, you know, being called other daddy when I walk in the house and shit, it's just like, okay, I can probably go ahead and stop this for a minute.
Yeah, you just reset it, got everything back in order.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you don't lose shit like that. You don't lose talent. I was like, I can get back to it. I'm sure I won't be, you know, in the public eye as much and shit like that. And, you know, won't be going off the momentum, but I still should be able to get back to it at some point. So I just put that on pause.
Me up. Mm-hmm. Fucking fuck.
But that's real, though. That's real for you, though, to do that, I think. It's like put your whole career on pause. I commend you for that, man.
Yeah, man.
And just focus on your family and your kids, man. That's big.
Absolutely.
That's huge, man.
It took me a while to learn that. That was way more important, but I did. I fucking learned.
Don't take us out, Ivy League nigga, because you got it.
All right, well,
We did it.
As you can see, I'm Sebastian Joseph Day. Mike Tyson.
I'm T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend.
Yeah, that's what he does. He put pain, he was crying. He got me crying.
This is hot boxing.
Fuck.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink. We play games. We have the song of the week. We have the creative curse word of the week. As long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!